makes me wet my panties. When I think of all the free stuff he's going to give me, he's gonna pay my mortgage and put gas in my car because he is the Messiah. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass that Obama's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Yes, that was me shaking the microphone. And remember, there is always the third possibility, my friends. You are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourself. That's just how we roll here at Cynical Libertarian Society. That's how we do this. And here we are, days, mere days away. This is the 27th of November, mere days away from the 11th anniversary of Stating the Obvious podcast, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that holds on and destroys the motherfucking statist all around the world. Yes, that's right, my friends. 11 motherfucking years of podcasting. Oh, the fucking glory. The fucking glory of it all. And the great thing about it is how doing this has helped me do a thing that you don't understand. It's called evolve. It's called changing. It's called understanding. When I think about 11 years ago, when I started off as more or less a Republican and then turned into a minarchist, and then finally threw off the shackles, threw off my psychological need to have a master to tell me what to do all the time, like you cocksucking fucking statists to still have. I threw off the shackles, and I became a full-fledged anarcho-capitalist who can now stand here and quite happily tell you to go fuck yourself, and that what we need is not more democracy. What we need is more natural selection. All right, welcome. This is part four in a three-part series making fun of this cunt named Julia and this little beta male faggot named Carlos as they explain to us all the things that are wrong with men and why, of course, the point of the entire planet Earth is that everything should revolve around the needs of women, specifically white women from North America, because we all know the prime directive of North American, United States, Canadian society is that a white woman must never feel discomfort. So if you're in the show notes, we're partway through clip number 7 when the last episode ended. And we're just going to go back to the beginning of clip 7 because it's just too prime, it's too rich, it's too wonderful. It is the clip that definitively illustrates that, yes, all women are like that. Because the woman talking in this audio clip identifies herself as an anarchist. And yet, she asserts in this clip that the female mating strategy is to have sex with alpha men, in this case, a prisoner who's in prison, and then have the beta males provide for the children and raise them. In this case, the prison guard woman who had sex with the prisoner is now having her boyfriend or husband, she doesn't really say which it is, on the outside, pay for the child, which is the result of the sperm cell from the man who's in prison. Again, we don't know what he's in prison for. Is he in prison because he jaywalked? Is he in prison because he's a child molester? We don't know. Again, this information is never presented. But of course, Julia thinks this is the greatest thing ever, and she laughs about it. And as you will hear her say, she labels this woman as a winner. And of course, she is from the female mating strategy perspective. Now, this is what's interesting to me also, is earlier in this podcast series, we heard Carlos talking about how terrible it is that whenever a woman goes into a bar every man in the bar wants to have sex with her. And that's a quote. I'm not exaggerating. That's what he said. He didn't say there are men in the bar that want to have sex with her. If you've listened to the podcast series, you heard this for yourself. If you haven't heard the previous episodes in this series, I suggest you go back and listen to them and start there. He did not say some men in the bar want to fuck her. Carlos said every man in the bar wants to fuck her. And this shows how he's been fucked up and indoctrinated by all this female bullshit, because this is something I've talked about over and over again, is how women walk through their lives thinking that every man on the planet wants to have sex with them. They're just so fucking special. They're so hot. They're so attractive. They're so desirable. The little fucking hole between their legs is the center of the universe. And every man, 3.5 billion men on the planet Earth, and all 3.5 billion of them want to have sex with her. Oh, because she's just that fucking amazing. Not so much, bitch, but here's the point. There's a point to all this other than just me ranting. God, I could do some ranting today, too. I had to do shit on the computer. Why does technology make everything so fucking difficult? Jesus fucking Christ. I love how it's like, I want to post some shit on Craigslist. It takes forever. I want to find something on my fucking computer. It takes forever. Why does everything involving technology take so fucking long to deal with? Right? We say, well, technology makes our lives easier. No, I remember before computers existed. Unlike you assholes out there, you fucking little millennials and shit. I remember life before computers. God damn, it was peaceful. It was really fucking nice. Anyway, Jesus Christ. Of course, I also couldn't do a podcast before computers. So I suppose it has some benefits. By the way, I am the Great One himself, the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. You can email us at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com, on the Twitterverse at CYNLIBSOC. I'm right, you're wrong. I've always been right. I always will be right. I have always been right. I am never wrong about anything. I have never been wrong. It's never happened. I am not wrong. If that hurts your fucking feelings, here's your trigger warning. It's right here. It's between my legs. It's called a nutsack. It's going to trigger you. Go fuck yourself. Okay. So Carlos makes this assertion that every man in the bar wants to fuck her. And there is talk in this podcast, again, if you've listened to it, you heard the quotes, about the male reproductive strategy, which is to have as sex with as many women as possible. Now, it's interesting how the male reproductive strategy of having sex with as many men as possible is, of course, not just, I mean, women are not just trying to make that not socially acceptable. They're actually trying to make it illegal. Again, if you look at everything about feminism, everything feminism is doing in the legal realm, they are pushing and pushing and pushing more and more and more to make everything a man does in regards to sex illegal, to make it harassment, to make it rape. I mean, we have reached the point, again, I know there are those of you who don't think this is true, it's coming when I read to you the op-ed column from a college girl who says that looking at a woman is raping her. And these people are, these college kids, they're going to control the country at some point. They're moving out their vote. They all said, okay, the day is coming when looking at a woman is going to be rape, when men will be arrested. There's a thing I talked about a while back. Woman's walking down the street. A man said hello to her. She calls the fucking police because a man on the street said hello to her. This is a thing. There are people out there who are trying to make it against the law to engage in what they call street harassment, which means men walking up to women on the street and talking to them. We've reached this point where it's not safe. I won't say it's not safe, because again, let me emphasize, the number of actual militant feminist cunts who, if you walk up to them on the street and say hello, are going to call the police right now in October of 2015. That's a small number of women, okay? I mean, when I was at the festival a couple of months, I talked about this on the cast, all the girls that I talked to, because I was talking to all the redheads. I mean, I talked to a number of women. I'm trying to remember, four at least. And none of them were feminist cunts. None of them screamed that I was raping them. I mean, they were normal fucking chicks, okay? So I'm not trying to blow this out of proportion, you know, like when Carlos does when he says that every man in the bar wants to fuck that woman because she's just so desirable. I don't want to blow this out of proportion. Right now, the number of women walking down the street that if you look at them or say hello to them are going to say that you raped them, that number of women is a very small percentage of the population. The problem is that in the future, they are going to become a greater percentage because nobody has the balls, I mean, other than a few people, there's people like Roosh and others in the manosphere, Bernard Chapin and Aaron Clary, you know, and others that I'm not thinking of, and others that I don't know about. I don't know everybody in that realm of the internet, but Roosh is the most prominent one that comes to mind, who are pointing this shit out and pointing at it and making fun of it. But for the most part, especially the media, and of course the colleges and all sorts of their shit, they're just rolling over and playing dead. And the thing is, we are approaching this point where you can't talk to a woman like at your workplace, right? It used to be men and women, they'd be working together, they'd talk to each other, they'd get interested, they'd go on a date. I mean, God, you can't fucking talk to a woman in the workplace anymore if you work at any place where there's even the remotest chance of political correctness and tolerance and diversity and all this other shit. Because if you work with a woman, she works for the desk next to each other. If you work for the same company, you work for a multi-billion dollar corporation, you work in the motherfucking Los Angeles office, you know, she's in the motherfucking New York, well, I guess you wouldn't. You're in the same building in Los Angeles, but you're on the third floor, she's on the fifth floor, you're in completely different departments. God, you ask her out on a date, it's sexual harassment. I mean, you're fucked, you're going to get fired. Right? So, and no, not every time. Not every time, but here's the point. The point is, you don't know which woman is the feminist cunt until they prove themselves the feminist cunt. The problem is, once they prove themselves the feminist cunt, it's usually too late. That means you've already get busted for sexual harassment because you said hello to her in the elevator, or you asked her if she wanted to go get a drink. So you can't talk to women, there's only one of them. You can't talk to women at work anymore. That's way too fucking dangerous. You can't meet women on a college campus because that's like the fucking nexus of everything is rape and all men are rapists. You can't talk to women on the street because that's street harassment, right? You can't meet, well, I guess maybe you can meet women in bars, but I've said this before, I'll say it again. The women who go to bars to meet men, in my opinion, are the low-quality women. Now, if you're just looking for something to stick your dick in, you're just dumpster diving, that's fine. But if you're looking for a woman with any kind of quality, and as I've said before, if you have standards for a woman, any standards at all, you've already reduced the number of women you have to choose from to almost nothing. Because if you're saying, well, I want two tits, a hole, and a heartbeat, okay, that's 99% of women. But as soon as you have a standard, that's just any standard, it doesn't matter what it is. You could say, I want her to be blonde. You could say, I want her to be a Christian. You could say, I want her to have had sex with less than 10 men. You could say, I want her to have nice titties. You could say, I want her to be 6 feet tall. Any standard whatsoever, you have immediately eliminated like 70% of women on the planet Earth just by having one single standard, regardless of what it is. So yeah, I mean, maybe right now you can meet women in bars, but of course the days when that is harassment, I mean, that's not far away. I mean, are you shitting me? That's not going to be allowed to continue for very long. So you have to wonder, where do you meet prison? And obviously, as we're going to learn from this cunt Julia, the place you meet men is in prison. You get if you're a woman, God, I'm fucking, if you're a man and you want to meet women, you have to go to prison. And then you can fuck the female prison guards. That's about the only place left to meet women anymore. What's interesting, can you imagine that? So this prisoner, this guy's a prisoner. He fucks the prison guard, gets her pregnant. Now, can you, and this is celebrated. The woman who got his fucking sperm, she's a winner. You're going to hear Julia say that. The prisoner is getting, you're going to hear Julia saying about how the prisoner is getting high fives from the other inmates. Now, instead of a prisoner and a prison guard, if this would have been two co-workers, you know, the man would be fired for sexual harassment. But when it's a prisoner, when it's a criminal, when it's somebody who, again, we don't know what he did. Is he a jaywalker? Is he a child molester? We don't know. When it's a prisoner, well, you think there's going to be any fucking sexual harassment here? Do you think that could have been rape? Well, fuck no. Of course not. Yes, all women are like that. All women want the alpha male DNA squirted into their nasty little cunts. And then they want the beta male to raise the child for them. And stupid cunts like Julia don't understand why men aren't interested in single mothers. See, this thing came up too, where Julia mentioned that it's just so sad the way men treat single mothers. And single mothers are such nice people, and they can't help being single. No, oh shit, I didn't get my research material. All right, hang on, we gotta do this. I gotta find this. All right, have you noticed, we're gonna get to the sound clips at some point, have you noticed that, okay, now I'm gonna be interneting and talking to you at the same time because I've got to find this. Have you noticed, wait, I know where it is. Yeah, I'm fucking talking to myself. I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to myself. I know an easier way to find it, I think. Have you noticed that, okay, so all these idiots out there love to talk about the social contract, right? There's this social contract. So there's this social contract. Let's just keep that in mind. Where is, can I please fucking name something intelligently? Nope, I guess I can't. God damn it. You know, whenever you're naming computer files, you always think, oh, I'm gonna name the computer file this. It makes total sense. And then, when you try to find something,
we evolved to fuck,
Jesus,
not die.
Christ, I'm typing on the wrong keyboard.
Exactly. And you have to understand the limitations of a monkey brain.
Randy,
there are no
totally
saints, there are no angels. We are just products of incentives and an evolutionary process. We've been able to do a lot of cool stuff. For instance, I'm talking to you over a microphone that is transmitting it.
Yes, I did that. I started the fucking sound clip by hitting the wrong goddamn keyboard. Hey, Randy, why is the motherfucking search on the website not working? Is that just me? Nope, that's not just me. All right, god damn it. Why does everything have to be fucked up? Can anybody explain this shit to me? I fucking hate technology. I just dropped my notes on the floor. Alright, everything's going to shit rapidly here. What else is new, right? Okay. Focus. Have you noticed how when a woman and a man get married, there's this just automatic assumption that everything see, I can't do two things at once. This is not gonna work. Why can I not fucking find what I'm looking for? I'm losing my mind. So that's hard to do. All right, let me try one more thing. Everybody's like, god damn, dude, you need to get your shit together. And if you're going to fucking podcast, you have to fucking do your shit before you start podcasting. I know, guys. I know I'm fucking up. I know. Just hang with me here. Oh. Randy, we have problems. The search is working. It's the color of the text against the background. We've got to fucking fix that. All right, well, at least my life sucks a little bit less right now. Just a little bit less. All right. Okay, woman and a man get married. Do you notice how the woman is just automatically entitled to the man's body? She can do anything she wants with the man's body, and by this what I mean is his money. Now, this goes back to the rant I published on Monday, where I was screaming about Maddox being a dumb fuck. One of the things... Why is this not... Alright. One of the things that Dick and Maddox were talking about is Dick was talking about social justice warriors, and yes, I find it. God damn it. Oh, okay. Dick is talking about social justice warriors costing people their jobs, and costing people their jobs is the same thing as essentially costing them their lives, because you need your job to have your life. And of course, Maddox is like, oh, I don't think that's true, because Maddox is a fucking idiot. Now, here's the thing. Man and woman get married. Do you notice how the woman has ownership of the man's body? The man takes his body, he goes to work. At work, he does stuff in return for money. The woman then gets the money, and she gets that money because they're married. Now again, that money, you'll say, well, the money's not his body. No, 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 listen to me, you stupid fucking cunt. The money is his body. For people, be they male or female, to get money, they, unless you're a trust fund kid or something like that, yes, I know there's some fucking exceptions, I don't give a shit, I'm talking about normal people. Unless you're a trust fund kid, Randy, are we still recording or have I completely fucked everything up at this point? Unless you're a trust fund kid, you have to use your body to get money. Okay, so if you deliver television sets, if you don't use your body to deliver the television sets, you don't get paid. So you deliver the television sets, you get paid money, the woman then takes the money from you and spends it on herself. She's taking your body. She is controlling your body. She is using your body to get what she wants. You can argue that this isn't true, that blah blah, it doesn't fucking matter what you say, I'm right, you're wrong. This is a fucking fact. Okay? Now notice that even after they get divorced, she still gets his money. She still has ownership of his body. Even if, and especially if, I should say, especially if she's got kids or a kid. Then she'd not just get the alimony, now she got the child support, then she's got the welfare and the WIC and all this other stuff, which is paid for not just by him via his taxes, but everybody else via their taxes. So in this sense, women are taking ownership of the husband's body. No fucking problem with this. Why? Because women want resources. This is a matter of women getting what women want. Now, so what does the woman want from the marriage? Well, she wants resources. She wants money. I know you may think, no. What is the primary thing a woman wants from a marriage? If your answer is anything other than money, you don't know any women. I can only assume you're a virgin toe and that you've never talked to a girl in your life. What the woman wants from a marriage is financial security. She wants access to the fruits of the man's labor. She wants ownership and control of his body. After his body has converted his time, his life, his energy into money. And this is completely okay. This is completely sanctioned by the court system, by the legal system, by the criminal justice system, by the government, by all of the state. Everything about statism is completely 100% on board with the woman having ownership of the man's body, because that's what the woman wants. Now let's look at, what does the man want from marriage? Well, he wants sex. And yet, if the man the man wants to have sex with his wife, and oh, she's not quite in the mood today, and so he tries to stick it in anyway, well, she's been raped. Do you notice how what the woman wants in the marriage is not just approved of by society, but is actually enforced by the state. The man is actually forced to give the woman what she wants, resources, even after they're not married by the state. Meanwhile, what the man wants, sex, whoa, fuck no, buddy, you better get a goddamn permission slip. And of course, the femistatist cunts and people like Julia will come forth and say, well, but it's her body. And that's the point I'm trying to make, that you femistatist cunts are too fucking stupid to understand, because you are femistatist cunts. When the woman takes the man's money, that's his body. He earned that money with his body. This is something femistatist cunts and Maddox have in common. They're too dumb to understand this. And it's, but again, let me emphasize, it's not just men. If you're a woman and you make money, whether you're a prostitute or whether you're a doctor, whether you're a prostitute or whether you're a lawyer, oh, same difference. You know, if you have a job, if you're making money, if you write novels, whatever, the chick who wrote fucking Twilight, she made money with her body. She used her body. Her body was there with her when she wrote those books. When she goes out on a book signing tour, she takes her body with her. She's doing that with her body. Everybody who does stuff to make money, again, unless you're a trust fund kid, of course, you could argue that even trust fund kids, well, they're trust fund kids, they're alive, they were born, they have a body, they have to live so long for their parents to give them the trust fund. You could make the argument that their money comes from their body too. Nobody can make money without a body. Show me a person that has no body and makes money. To make money, you have to take your body and do something with it in exchange for the money. And the fact that femistatist cunts cannot grasp this explains why women should not be involved in politics, because they're fucking dumber than shit. And this is a huge fucking problem in our society. This is why we don't need more democracy. We need more natural selection. Minutes in, haven't even got to a clip yet. And my notes are all over the floor. And I'm dropping shit. Okay, what's this? This is this. What clip? Okay, we're on clip 8. I got that. Okay. Let me do this. I have no fucking idea what's going on. Am I playing anything? All right, good. And now, the thing that I was looking at, the thing. I've got the thing right here. It's between my legs, bitch. All right. God damn it. So Julia makes this fucking argument about how it's so sad the way men treat single mothers, because they're all such good people, and it's not their fault that they just fell out of love. Okay. This idea that every woman who is a single mother is this poor, mistreated woman who fell out of love, or some man fell out of love with her, or some shit like that. Let us hearken back, my friends. Let us hearken back to stating the obvious. 206, available on the website. Go listen to it. Brianne Bolin is poor because she made bad choices. Part 1 of 2. There's a part 2 of 2 and a part 3 of 2. When I did this podcast, this femistatist cunt had her fucking beta males on Twitter fucking attack me in the Twitterverse. And I just ignored them because I don't have time for your shit. It doesn't fucking matter to me. But again, the beta males just fucking came out of the woodwork because I dared to make a fucking white woman on welfare uncomfortable. Okay. Here, let's read from this thing right here. Now again, the cunt Julia puts forth that, oh, these single mothers, people should be take pity and shouldn't be mean to them, and the way men treat them, men don't want to date single mothers, and men are so mean because all these single mothers, they just fell out of love. Well, Bree Bolin is a single mother. Brianne Bolin, whatever the fuck her name is, who cares, she's a cunt. She's a single mother. Let's read this right here. Then, at 28, she got pregnant. The result of a random hookup with a 20-year-old in a band she likes. She knew she'd be raising the child mostly on her own, but she says she never considered not having the baby. Now see, this is a woman that she didn't get married to somebody and have a child and then fall out of love and get a divorce. She had a fucking random hookup with a guy who was in a band because she interpreted him as being an alpha male, and she wanted the alpha male sperm inside her cunt, and it fertilized her, and the child is actually, if you've listened to the thing, is actually physically, he has some disease, whatever, he's physically and mentally retarded. So the alpha male sperm was actually not very alpha male. But then we come down here, at the end of the article it says, Bolin also says she hopes to find a partner to love and share practical tasks such as childcare, but she hasn't met anyone who seems right for a serious relationship. See, what that means is she hasn't found a beta male who's willing to invest his body, his time, his effort, his money, his awareness, his consciousness, his body in providing resources, not just for another man's sperm, but for another man's retarded sperm. And we got some cunt like Julia telling us that, oh, men shouldn't reject single mothers. Men should embrace single mothers because single mothers are such wonderful people. It's not their fault they're single mothers. No, it's Bree Bolin's fault she's a single mother. She fucked the 20-year-old guy in the band. She didn't use birth control. She chose not to use the morning after pill. She made a conscious decision not to get an abortion. It is her fucking fault. It is one, all you ever hear from women is about my body, my choice, yet when they get pregnant, all of a sudden it's not their fault anymore. Isn't that so fucking fascinating? Isn't that so fucking fascinating? How it's their body and their choice and they own their body. Now they still need permission from the government to get married with their body. They can't have sex and get money for it because, you know, the government regulates what they can do with their body. There's certain drugs they can't put in their body. There's places they can't go with their body. There's things they can't do with their body. But it's their body, and they own it. And then when they get pregnant with their body, all of a sudden, oh, I was walking down the stairs, and I tripped, and I fell, and I landed on a man's penis, and he came inside me, and I instantly swelled up, and the baby just popped out right there, and there was nothing I could do about it. It was an accident. Yes. Single mothers shouldn't hold it against them. They're just such wonderful people, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault. So you men out there, you need to beta up, and you need to find yourself a single mother, and you need to spend your time, your effort, and your energy. You need to use your body to provide resources for some alpha male sperm. That's what you need to do. And if you're not willing to do that, you are obviously a fucking misogynist. You know why? I know this is a fact. You know why? Because Julia, the Russian princess cunt, said so. All right, let's play. How are we at? Where are we on time? Great. And now that after we're done here, I'm going, this morning started off really windy and shitty, but now it's getting warm outside. The wind's gone away. As soon as we're done here, I am fucking hitting the road and do some biking, go do some trail running, get the fuck out of here. Might be some cute chicks out on the trail. Dude, the other day were like five of them. I was like, I couldn't even run because I kept having to stop and chat up all the girls. And again, not one of them was a feminist cunt. Not one of them screamed rape culture. Not one of them fucking accused me of raping her. So, so most women, most women are still normal. It's just that the feminist cunts are the loud ones. And so it makes you think there's more of them than there really are. But they are multiplying. I have no doubt that they are multiplying. All right. Let's see how bad I fucked this up.
Not die and eat. Like,
exactly.
Not die and eat. And that was the wrong clip.
I was watching Maury the other day. It was just on. And this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he, like, works and provides.
Right. She was watching Maury. It was just on. See, again, do you notice how the woman has no response? Do you notice? Do you notice, my friends, how the woman has no fucking responsibility? Do you hear what she said? I was watching Maury. It was just on. She had no responsibility. It was just on. I was forced to watch it. She cannot even take responsibility for what the fuck she's looking at on a television. It was just on. This is the problem. Sorry, girls. You cannot take responsibility. You can't do it. It's just something that a woman is not intellectually, emotionally capable of taking responsibility. And yes, I mean all women. My mother, my grandmother, the fucking chicks that I'm currently hanging out with. There's not a woman on the... Hillary Clinton. There ain't a woman on the planet Earth that, when it comes down to it, can fucking take responsibility. Okay? It's not something women are fucking programmed to do. They don't have this ability.
Right, her blah, blah, blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard. And she had twins by this guy. So this guy...
Again, so she works as a prison guard. So essentially the prisoner is the customer. Again, can you imagine if a man had a job and fucked one of the customers? Can you... rape culture, sexual harassment, on and on and on. But when you're a woman prison guard and you fuck a prisoner, you can go on TV and talk about it. There's no ramification. Again, what if the man went on television? I mean, look at Bill Clinton. He got a fucking blowjob from an intern. And look how fucking worked up everybody got. He's a liberal Democrat president of the United States. Now, if you're a woman and you get knocked up by the prisoner and have twins, you can go on the fucking Maury show and there's no ramifications for your job whatsoever. What if a man fucked a female prisoner? Do you think he'd still have that job? Right? It's just like when the male teacher fucks a 16-year-old girl, he goes to prison. When a female teacher fucks a 16-year-old boy, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, you women, you're so fucking equal, you fucking nasty, filthy cunts.
Guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
So that's funny.
That guy got the shit under the stick.
That's funny.
He's getting high fives, man. Like, in jail, like, he's like, good job, brother. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she gets, you know...
Wins?
There it is. Don't fucking tell me all women are not like that. You just heard the woman say, the woman who fucked the prisoner and has the beta male boyfriend on the outside raising the child... She wins. Yes, all women are like that. I don't think I could ever play this clip enough times.
She has a psychotic gene in her body.
Yeah, well, but I'm just stripping it down to like base human.
Stripping, get it? She's stripping.
Instinct, right?
Like to breed.
To breed. She wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some like alpha dude's kids.
There it is. She gets a stable. This is what Bree Bolin wants, right? She had the child with the fucking alpha male 20-year-old guy in the band who actually had flawed DNA. Now she's looking for a beta male to provide for the child. And this is why you need to stay the fuck away from single mothers. I mean, again, you can use them as a cum dumpster, whatever, but any the serious relationship? No. A woman has a fucking child. She's gone. She needs to be dead to you. She should be dead to you. Dead to you.
Right?
Yeah. I don't see any wins in here. I'm sorry.
No, it's laughing. It's as a human being with morality, of course, that's a loss. But
oh, as a human being with morality. Now remember what I said before. Women are not capable of morality. This is why women need the state. This is why almost all... This is one reason why most women are statist, not anarcho-capitalist. Again, a woman, her entire... Her worldview and her drive, everything about a woman, everything that motivates a woman, and everything that informs what a woman does is based on her attempting to get as much resources as she can for the lowest cost. Women just want stuff. You cannot be driven by an incessant desire to simply have more stuff and have morality. Okay, it's just not possible. Women, as I've said before, they are not capable of being moral animals. They cannot decide right from wrong. This is why they need men to tell them right from wrong. They need religion to tell them right from wrong. They need government to tell them right from wrong. All this shit you see in the movies, where whatever it is happening and all the men are just going along with it, and there's always that one female character who's like, well, I don't think this is right, you know, and she's like the moral conscious and all the men are all evil. That never happens in real life. Look at all the women who kissed Adolf Hitler's ass. Look at all the women who kissed Joseph Stalin's ass. Look at all the women who kissed Obama's ass. Look at all the women who kissed Ronald Reagan's ass. Women are not these fucking moral compass, right from wrong creatures that they want to portray themselves as. Women are the most moral compassless animals on the fucking planet Earth.
If we consider ourselves basic animals, which I think a lot of people act that way, so maybe we should consider ourselves that way, like those specific people, then in that case she wins and he wins and the guy loses.
And maybe we need more natural selection. She wins and the prisoner wins and the beta male loses, but by golly, we're gonna make goddamn sure that beta male pays child support, right? I mean, what is she gonna, is he the boyfriend now? What if they get married and then they get divorced? He's fucked. His life is fucked. It's not even his fucking twins. The kids aren't even his. Remember, man, you got a woman, she gets pregnant, she has kids. As the kid comes out of the fucking vagina, paternity test. If it's possible to do a paternity test before the child is even born, do it. Paternity test right away.
Boyfriend loses big time.
The boyfriend loses big time. And that's funny. Oh, that's so funny. Funny, funny, funny. The boyfriend loses big time. All right, let me see if I can
play
the next.
You have more dumb men and more really, really brilliant men on the IQ spectrum. Mm-hmm. And then you have a bigger average when it comes to females.
Yeah, and women occupy the middle and men occupy the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, men are, and there we go. Now here we have them admitting that we're talking about IQ on the bell curve, that women are in the middle, and that men are either the dumbest people or the smartest people. And how come is it that when I say men are smarter than women, I'm misogynist, and say all men, there's a lot of stupid men, and you people keep voting for them? But no, when you look at the smartest people in society, when you look at the smartest people on the planet Earth, you're always looking at men.
And man, does that make people uncomfortable.
Oh, it makes people so
So uncomfortable, the discussion of IQ. I mean, it's one of those things where I can understand the controversy, mainly because there's this thing called eugenics, where 100,000 people were forcibly sterilized in the United States from...
Whoa, wait, people were forcibly sterilized in the United States? Wow, I wonder if that happened in the Confederacy. Why, no, that didn't happen in the Confederacy. Why, that happened in the United States. That happened under a constitutional government flying the flag of the United States of America. And most of those people were black. Oh my God. But of course, the Confederate flag is racist. The flag of the United States, the flag under which the slaves were all brought to this country, the flag under which the slaves were sold, the flag under which the Indians were exterminated and put in concentration camps, the flag under which Japanese people were put in concentration camps, the flag under which black people were sterilized, the flag under which the Tuskegee experiments were conducted. See, that flag is not racist. No racism there, because see, if that flag were racist, well, there would be some white women who would be uncomfortable by that. And we cannot allow white women from North America to feel any discomfort.
1904 to 1974, that the scientific racism has been used repeatedly ad nauseum by many individuals for a long period of time, including some within the libertarian movement more recently.
Natural selection. I wonder if there's anybody within the anarcho-capitalist... He says libertarian. He thinks he's an anarchist. He's actually, you know, he's a poser. That's why he's calling himself a libertarian. I wonder if there's anybody in the anarcho-capitalist movement who talks about natural selection. Right offhand, I can't think of any anarcho-capitalists who have a podcast who love talking about natural selection, but I bet there might be one, though.
So... that is a topic where that can involve a lot of controversy. But the thing is, if there's any topic on Earth that needs more tact than anything, it is definitely the conversation of IQ.
Right, because, again, because we have to be tactful. Because, God forbid, we fucking hurt someone's feelings. Again, notice the prime directive. You can't hurt anybody's feelings. Oh, we have IQ testing, and we can break the IQ testing down by gender and age and, yes, by race and everything else. And oddly enough, oh, the smartest people happen to be white men. Oh, but we can't. Now, the fact that the dumbest people also happen to include some white men. See, well, no, but we just can't. We have to have some tact. Oh, we just can't hurt anybody's feelings, because this might be used to justify genocide, you know, like when the United States of America killed all those Indians or sterilized all those black people. And God, how can we blame that on the Confederacy? Surely it wasn't the United States of America that killed Indians. No, it had to be that was the Confederacy, because all men from the South are white rednecks. They ain't got no teeth. They're stupid. They're all racist. I'm pretty sure that was the Confederacy that did that.
Now, I have a really interesting theory that I actually read in a pickup artistry book.
She has a theory that she read. Do you notice how she said that? I have a theory that I read. Okay, if you read it in another book, it's not your theory. I like how she takes ownership of that.
And that book was very based on biology and male and female differences.
Who's the author?
Chris Odom.
Okay.
He's actually in Bitcoin now, and his nickname used to be I'll remember in a minute.
Nobody cares.
So what he said or pointed out, which actually makes a lot of sense to me, why are there more male geniuses? Okay.
Because men are smarter. That would be why.
So back to mating strategy. What women look for in a man generally is, you know, social influence, stability, intelligence,
resources.
You know, and this all ties back to like women going for guys with money, because
right. What does a woman look for in a man? Resources. Again, when I say this, I'm a misogynist. Well, no, it's true. A woman looks at men, she's looking for resources. This is why you see hot chicks with ugly guys.
Guys with money are assumed to be more intelligent, have more social impacts, have more connections, more stability. That's not a direct correlation, but, you know.
Pretty much a direct
anyway,
correlation,
so that's,
though.
That's what women, and women take a little while to evaluate the breeding value of males.
Right, that's why they have these one-night stands with alpha males. That's why they get knocked up by prisoners, because they're taking their time to evaluate the breeding potential. No, they're not. They see something that looks like an alpha male, and they get on their back and spread their legs as fast as they can. Nice try.
For a male, this is how a male evaluates the breeding value of a woman. He looks at her, and he sees if she's symmetrical, and
yep.
He sees her hip to waist ratio.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, and here it is. Yes, men are interested in women who are physically attractive. Women are interested in men who have money. Golly gee willikers. Wow, this is like the most stunning revelation ever. Who would have ever thunk it?
That's the difference between, I mean, obviously that's a blanket statement.
It's
again,
incredibly blanket statement, though.
No, it is a blanket statement because it's true. Again, that's a blanket statement. Well, yeah. Yeah, it is. Because it's the fucking truth. All these men who say, well, what a woman looks like doesn't matter to me. Oh, bullshit. When women say it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter how much money a man has. Oh, bullshit. Who is it? I think it's one of the Dr. Dre's albums where it's got you know, like this little clip, and the guy he's talking, he's saying something like, "What's up? You know, how come you don't fall in love with me?" or something like that. And he's like, "You know, you're always looking for guys with money." And this, because I remember this one quote, he's like, "Whatever happened to falling in love with a nigger with a bus pass?" Right? You know, because think about it. How many women do you know want to date a man that doesn't own an automobile? You go to pick up your girl for a date with a bus pass, see how fucking far that gets you. Now, for those of you maybe new to the show, don't know this, I don't own a car. I don't also don't ride the bus. I do occasionally. I bicycle. But yeah, I score babes and I don't own a car. And it's usually like about second or third time we go out when I just slip it in there that I don't own a car. And that's part of the process where I figure out if we're going to keep hanging out or not. And yeah, women come pick me up and drive me around because I'm that fucking good. Randy, we're going long because we got to wrap this up. I've got to wrap this whole thing up. We're not going to do a part five. So anyway, there it is. Yes, women give a fuck about money. That's what they, and men, you know, when a woman says she doesn't care how much money a man has, that is a fucking lie. It is always a lie. When a man says he doesn't care what a woman looks like, that is a lie. That is always a lie. Now you may say, well, then why are men with ugly women? Why are women with poor men? Well, because everybody has different standards for these things. Depending on how much, you know, the man may not be Warren Buffett, but he may have enough money for her, and he may be the best she can do. Same thing with a man. There's plenty of men that are going out with girls, married to girls, dating girls, whatever. They're not that good looking, these women, but they're as good as this guy can do, and they're good looking enough to meet his low standards. But no, you can fucking argue. I'm telling you, number one thing a woman looks for is money. Number one thing a man looks for is physical appearance. Just fucking deal with it and because, stop I acting mean, like a goddamn I mean, giant vagina, Carlos.
Back in the day, you know, men, back in the day, especially, men back in the day, didn't exactly go seek out a wife that they could have long conversations with.
Exactly.
Well, you've seen though men.
Because back in the day, she sounds like me. Yeah, no, it's right, exactly. You're not interested in having a conversation with a woman because what's she going to talk about? Remember, a woman only has two compartments in her brain. One is for shopping and the other one she doesn't use. What are you going to talk about with the average woman? Like the chick I'm hanging out with right now, who is actually, I mean, she's got a really good personality. She's got a great sense of humor. And so far I'm having really good conversations with her. But she's above average. I can say this because I've gone out with other women and they're dumber than fuck.
For a long period of time who, because of some of the more destructive stereotypes of masculinity, i.e. you're not supposed to show emotion and everything else, actually use women as one of their main therapeutic benefits. Someone they can actually have conversations with.
Yeah, it's called
and who's going to be a good mother. Sure. But go ahead.
But let me just finish this point. So this is the theory. I'm not saying I agree with it 100%, but it's very interesting. So what that's, if we accept those different evaluations from males and females on who they want to breed with, that means that women are literally breeding smart men.
Yes.
And breeding with smart men, and the women are kind of a lottery. Like if you're young and fertile, you'll be bred with no matter what.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if you're smart.
Exactly.
For men, more factors come into play.
Exactly. So what she's saying is right. The breeding thing: women are having sex with the smartest men. But of course, the women, so the dumber men are not getting the opportunity to reproduce. Whereas with women, like she said, then again, it's all where are your standards at? Like I have standards for intelligence in a woman. That's why I don't see the same women very much very often, because you go out a couple of times and you find out they're stupid and I just can't deal with it. And so we're finished. And that's, you know, that's why I don't get laid often enough, because I'm not willing to lower my standards. But for a lot of men, they don't care how intelligent a woman is. And so, yeah, the dumb women get to pass on their DNA. The dumb men get their DNA taken out of the gene pool.
So over time, we breed smart males. We breed with smart males. So we breed smart males.
You breed with
smart males. With women, it's more of a lottery. Because if the dumb women don't die off. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, believe you me, we know what you mean when you say the dumb women don't die off. They're all over college campuses. They're in human resources departments. Yeah, the dumb women are everywhere.
And the C-section thing in the West. Oh my God. So little boy baby gets violently ripped out of his mother. She doesn't get the hormone. She doesn't get the 200 cc's of dopamine because she didn't give vaginal birth. And then the little boy is taken away, and his half part of his dick is cut off. And then the woman gives him formula. What kind of, like, that is right there in one day, the man is being
institutionalized.
Yeah, he's being institutionalized, and he's being conditioned for violence.
And all of this is happening to make the woman happy, right? The woman doesn't want her vagina stretched out. The woman doesn't want to have to breastfeed. The woman doesn't want him to have a foreskin. All of this is done to the male child, so that the woman doesn't have to feel any discomfort. The prime directive of North American society.
Okay, he had the first moments of his very life are conditioned for violence, and then when you pair that with higher testosterone levels than women, you pair that with the amligata being responsible for some of the sexual motivations, and as well as being the aggression hotspot in male brains. You pair all that together, and then you wonder, oh, why are males more violent than females?
I love how aggression, testosterone, always gets in here. Let's point out, let's remind people that as women get older, they get more testosterone in their body. That's why they grow mustaches and everything else. I love how testosterone always shows up.
Like, our system. Not only society, but biological predisposition and the way we come into this world, and then the way the mother-to-son relationships, mother-to-father relationships. Of course, there's going to be so much violence. Of course.
Yeah, but see, of course, and again, of course, there's going to be so much violence. But again, what's the important part? Notice how women are not responsible. No responsibility on the part of females. Yet all these men running around committing this violence. They had mothers. They were raised by mothers. They went to public school where they were surrounded almost exclusively by women. And women have no responsibility. And this is a great thing, because then these little criminal children, they end up in prison. And what's happened? What happens to them in prison? Well, one of the female prison guards fucks them, has twins, and then gets her beta male boyfriend to raise the fucking twins that came from the prisoner's sperm cells. There you go. But no responsibility from the females in the population. Absolutely none. All they want, they just want more free shit. No responsibility, just give us more free shit.
And what you see with men, actually, is that men seem to be hit a lot more than women when they are children. And to the MRA's point, whenever they bring this stuff up, is a vast majority of the physical abuse that is happening to children is by mothers.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly tragic. And you can end up with a very, very bad view of women when you grow up in that environment. I mean, think about the ghetto.
Yeah, you know, because women are so compassionate and caring and empathetic, and they're such great parents. And, you know, men just, they're no good at parenting. They can't do anything. But women, oh, if only women ran the world, everything would be wonderful. Newsflash, women do run the world, and everything fucking sucks giant balls. I'm always right. It's 12 o'clock noon. It's time to go trail running. Catch you cats on the rebound. Laters.